Good morning. Good morning, listeners. I'm Minister Don Groover with Hope for Today Ministries. And it's another beautiful day. Amen. Another day we tell God thank you for. Amen. Our founder, Dr. Gloria G. Brown, we tell God thank you. Amen. For her legacy. Amen. God has been good to us. Amen. He woke us up this morning. Amen. And started us on our way. Amen. That's enough to give God thanks for. Amen. We tell God thank you for you this morning, listeners. Amen. Tuning in, amen, to hear another inspirational thought of today. Amen. If you'd like to give to this ministry, you can do so with Cash App, $HOPE, the number 4, the number 2, today. That's Cash App, $HOPE, the number 4, the number 2, today. You can also mail your support to Hope for Today, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia, 31418. Amen. As God has been laying on your heart, amen, to help be a partner, if you will, to the ministry. Amen. Follow your heart. Amen. That's Cash App, $HOPE, the number 4, the number 2, today. Amen. Also, if you have a prayer request, amen, visit our website, amen, where you can go and put that prayer request in, amen, and we can pray with you and for you, amen. Visit the website, amen. God has been doing great things, amen. You can also follow us, amen, on the Facebook platform, Hope for Today Ministries, amen. That's Hope for Today Ministries. Also on that Facebook platform. Amen. And if you get a chance, amen, just email us. Amen. We want to hear, amen, the community. Amen. We want to hear from you. We want to hear the testimonies that God has been doing inside of your life. Amen. You can email us at worship@hopefortodayministry.com. That's worship@hopefortodayministry.com. Amen. God has been good to us. Amen. As we go to prayer, Father God, we bless your name. God, we tell you thank you for a brand new day. God, another day that we rise and able to tell you thank you. God, another day, God, that we're sitting inside of your presence, thanking you for being God and God alone. So, God, we bless you right now. God, we tell you thank you for the radio listeners. God, we tell you thank you, God, for the ones right now, God, that didn't see it to be robbery, amen, to listen to a word of God. God, we ask you to bless them right now. We ask you to keep them near the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen, believers. Another day that God has given us. Another day that he has given us. Amen. Amen. Our topic today, amen, before we get inside of our scripture, is it don't hurt to wait. Amen. We can just say that to ourselves. It doesn't hurt to wait. Amen. When we think about waiting, amen, waiting is now in this new age, waiting is something that we don't want to do. You know, they got the microwaves where everything now is instant. When we're going through a drive-through service, we're going through, we don't want to go in. Waiting is something that we do not want to do, amen, in this new age, amen. But it doesn't hurt to wait. Amen. When we think about waiting on God, waiting on the goodness of God, it doesn't hurt to wait. Amen. The definition of wait is to stay where one is or delay actions until a particular time or until something else happens. Amen. Also, it's an indication that one is eagerly impatient to do something or to do something else for someone or waiting on something to happen. It's an indication of one being eagerly impatient to do something or for something to happen. Amen. But I'm here today to tell you it doesn't hurt to wait. Amen. When we waiting on God, amen. The song say, I don't mind waiting. You know, we have to know that inside of that waiting, amen, God is making a way. Inside of that patientness, God is providing for us. Amen. We must stand still and know that he is God. Amen. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31, familiar passage of scripture. Amen. It reads, he gives strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. Even youth grows tired and weary, and young men stumbles and fall. But those who hope is in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. When we are waiting on God, amen, when we are making that decision, whatever that life decision is that we're making, or whatever we're praying for inside of our life, amen, whatever circumstances that we're going through and we're questioning and we're waiting, Lord, are you there? Do you hear me? God, where are you? Lord, I need you. Amen. God said, I am with you always, even till the end of time. So it doesn't hurt to wait. Amen. We want to be patient inside of our waiting. Why? Because we serve an on-time God. Hallelujah. We serve an on-time God. Amen. In Isaiah, he said, be strong. Amen. He said, the youth grow tired and weak. Say, young men struggle and fall. Amen. We all have fallen short to the glory of God. Amen. But when we be strong, amen, the Bible said we will soar like eagles. Amen. Once we wait upon the Lord, amen, he will renew our strength. Amen. So our situation that we're going through today, amen, we can tell our situation, it doesn't hurt to wait. It doesn't hurt me to wait, because while I'm waiting, God is working it out. Whatever that situation might be, while I'm waiting in God's time, God is working it out. Amen. Because he ensured me that he'll never leave me. He ensured me that I am a child of God. So inside of my waiting, I'm going to be patient. Inside of my waiting, I'm going to continue reading his word. Inside of my waiting, I'm going to continue staying fast on my belief that he is my all in all. Amen. Psalms 27, 13 and 14. In the NIV, it reads, it says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen. Psalms 27, amen, stands out so much to me in the NIV. Amen. In the King James, it reads, it said, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. Amen. Wait, I said, on the Lord. Amen. Don't try to fix that situation yourself. The Bible says, wait, I said, on the Lord. Amen. Because he will carry you through. Amen. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to work it out. Amen. The song says, Jesus working it out. Jesus already worked it out. So while we're trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. But the Bible tells us here, the Bible says, wait, I said, on the Lord. Amen. You might say, minister, I'm going through a lot. Minister, my hands are full. Amen. This life struggle has brung a dark cloud inside of my life. What do I do? Continue to pray. Amen. Continue to fast. Amen. Continue to let God know that, God, I'm going to wait on you. Continue to praise his name. Inside of that praise is where chains get broken. inside of that praise is where that release comes from. So we do know that we go through, we do know that every day might don't be the same day as we going through this walk of life, but what does remain the same is God goodness and grace. What does remain the same is God grace and his mercy. Amen. So Psalms 27, what I love about it, he said, I will remain confident in this. Amen. When we're confident in something, that's something that we know that we are for sure is going to happen. I remember my mama used to say, she said, when God says something, you can take it to the bank. We are confident. He said, I will remain confident in this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The Bible said in the land of the living. So that means God promised that the goodness, you will see his goodness of the Lord in the land of the living while you are living. Just wait. Amen. Amen. My situation is not your situation. Somebody else's situation is not your situation. Amen. Somebody else might have went to a doctor and got a result that wasn't too pleasing, and it reminds you of what the result the doctor gave you. But remember this, your situation is not their situation. Amen. God has a purpose for all our lives. Amen. So we can tell God thank you right now because we are confident in this. We are confident that whatever the situation that he gave us, amen, God is going to work it out. We are confident that wherever that child is, that God is going to bring them home. We are confident that wherever our financial stability is, that God is going to increase it. We are confident that God will make a way. Why? Because the Bible said that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord and be of good courage. Hallelujah. Wait for the Lord and be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said. Amen. Amen. We need our heart strengthened. We need our heart strengthened with the confidence. Amen. With the joy of the Lord. Amen. With the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Wait, I say. Amen. It doesn't hurt to wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't hurt to wait. Amen. The Bible says that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Our God is a great God. Our God is a sovereign God. Amen. And his word is true all by itself. Amen. The Bible tells us not to add to it and not to take away from it. Amen. It is true all by itself. Wait, I say, unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. As we bless you for listening, amen, as we thank God, amen, for God being God and being God all alone, you know, being God all alone. God doesn't need any help. God don't need our help to fix our situation. It's nothing inside of this day that surprises God. It's nothing inside of tomorrow day, if God allow us to live, that surprises him. Why? Because he said, I am all knowing. I am all power. And we tell him, thank you for it. Amen. As we go to the throne, Father God, we bless your name. God, we tell you, thank you, God, for being God and being God alone. Almighty God. God, you are our provider. God, you are our strength. God, you are our refuge. God, we bless your name. We bless you for taking the chains away. We bless you, God, for unleashing us, amen, from sin and death. God, you said, oh, death, where is your sting? Hallelujah. We bless your name. God, we will wait, God. We will wait on our healing. We will wait on our deliverance. We will wait on our confidence inside of you, God. Because, God, we know that all things that works together, amen, God, is for your good. God, you are working it out for us. And, God, we love you for it. God, we bless your name for it. God, we tell you thank you for your son. Amen. Your son, Jesus Christ, amen, gave his life for us. God, we tell you thank you. Amen. Jesus said that everything that I do is for the Father. Hallelujah, God. So that's our prayer as we walk inside of our day today. Let everything that we do today be for our Father. Amen. And we will wait. We will patiently wait to see the glory of God. Amen. We tell you, thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Believers, always remember that there is hope for today.